This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. We have terror in New York City. No, I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton mooning somebody going down Fifth Avenue. I'm talking about Allahu Akbar terror in New York City. Leftist, you should be ashamed of your doggone selves. See, we knew this was going to happen. This is what Donald Trump tried to prevent. This is what the conservative movement tried to prevent. This is what many Americans have tried to prevent. Six people lost their lives. Why? Because of leftism. And I heard Shepard Smith say yesterday,
well, look at the mayor of New York. He says, we're not going to let somebody in a truck change the way we live.
Really? Hey, here's what I can tell you. New Yorkers, leftists, Obama lovers, the people who want terrorists to come into our midst. If we were not dealing with a Barack Obama, we wouldn't have had this attack. We wouldn't have had the Pulse nightclub attack. We wouldn't have had the San Bernardino attack. We wouldn't have had all the other people who've tried to attack us. We would be a safe country. While we speak, Saudi Arabia is pouring billions of dollars into this country, and mosques are being built faster than churches. And the left wants it. They want us to assimilate. I can tell you right now, I have an acquaintance who's a Coptic Christian, came to the United States in 1974, said he left religious persecution in Egypt in 1974. He has seen what the Muslim Brotherhood is doing. They don't want to assimilate. Thankfully, he tells me, Azizi in Egypt is saying, we're not letting the Muslim Brotherhood get a foothold. They are stomping out Islam in Egypt. Meanwhile, we've got leftists that want to bring it in. And let me explain what it's like, folks. This is leftists who know what's going on. This is the Harvey Weinstein of religions. This is the Kevin Spacey of religion, where everybody knows what's happening, and yet they do nothing. It was funny, as I was watching some of this coverage of this breaking news, which got me kicked off of Fox Business yesterday and Tucker Carlson. I'm watching the breaking news happen, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, what can leftists possibly be thinking about this? Yet another terror attack by vehicle. And then the guys jump out of the cars. They've got guns. How'd they get those in New York? Supposed to be one of the safest cities in the country. And then I start thinking about the proliferation of all of this terror all over the world. By the way, this is a legacy of Barack Obama for sure, right? We can certainly credit him for this because Donald Trump has been trying to put a stop to this. I look around the globe at the number of terror attacks that are going on. We don't even talk about them. The left want us to pretend that we don't see what we see. They want us to pretend that Muslims are going to assimilate. It's like my friend, who's an American citizen now, lived 21 years in Chicago, 22 years in the Phoenix area, came over here and went to college in America and left in 74. He's about 65 years old now. And he says, if you don't like this country, if you don't want to adjust to the rules of American society, get the heck out. And here's a guy who understands it from the inside, and leftists won't even pay attention to him. So we've got an attack. Another attack on American soil. In the most liberal city in the world, why would the Muslims attack somebody in New York where de Blasio is essentially saying, come on in. Let me tell you why. Because de Blasio is essentially saying, come on in. They came in, they conquered. It had been left up to George Bush and a bunch of the other leftists, there'd be a mosque standing on the site, built on the site of 9/11. Donald Trump opposed it, and rightfully so. Six people have lost their lives. Untold number of others have been wounded yet again. Why? Because of radical Islam. Allahu Akbar. Hey, Democrats, if you're looking for a new message, I've got one for you. How about you try Allahu Akbar? Because that's your message. Whether you're calling it refugee resettlement, whether you're calling it Dream Act, DACA, give it whatever name you want. Every time you bring in somebody who has not agreed to be a part of our culture and uses some ruse to get here, oh, my mom and daddy brought me here. Oh, my religion, you don't like me because of my religion. Barack Obama was denying Christians from Middle Eastern countries into America while ushering in radical Islam, and you have seen the outcome. The outcome just happened in New York, and it'll happen elsewhere. The only thing that's stopping most of this right now is you. It's that Second Amendment, knowing you're armed. Hey, by the way, New Yorkers, just for shiggles, you think that things could have turned out different if somebody maybe were armed? And for those who want to do gun control, I don't know yet. I don't have all the details. I don't believe anybody was shot. But I do know a lot of people died when they got ran over by that Home Depot car, that rental car. It ain't exactly going to be good press for Home Depot. Hey, Home Depot, you might want to make sure that people that have an Islamic name go through another kind of a background check. I'm just saying, leftists like to get background checks. And when you're renting a vehicle, particularly something that's got carry two tons or more, I would suggest you look at the origin, the ethnic origin of the people. I'm not telling you to profile. I'm just saying. How pathetic is this? Really hacks me off. Because leftists know this. Same way they know about Weinstein, same way they knew about Kevin Spacey and John Kerry, the same way they knew about Barack Obama being worthless. A piece of excrement is what this man is, and he's endangered the lives of Americans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Leftist delusion. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and my book, Race Pimping, which you can get at racepimping.com. You can see all of the delusions of the left in a strange sort of way, how they rationalize things. All that matters is, does it have an R after it or a D after it, Republican or Democrat? Who said it? Was it Barack Obama or was it Donald Trump? It's as simple as that. Was it Hillary Clinton or was it Sarah Palin? Well, it truly hinges on something that precarious. They can change their point of view instantaneously. And it's funny to me to watch this world of leftist delusion. That's the only way they can sleep good at night, is to know that when they wake up, they can be whatever deluded thing they decide they want to be. If they suddenly, you know, got drunk and had, you know, for a guy and found themselves waking up next to another man, they can proclaim that, no, I have 15 different degrees of sexuality or whatever. They can rationalize whatever. They don't say, you know what, I'm gay, or I happen to have a moment of weak. There's none of that. They rationalize it. No, this is good. Whatever I did, it was good. It happened in the moment. I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy. There, no regrets. By the way, just to be clear, they have all the regrets. They do. They're mad about it. But what they do then is, in order to get it right with themselves, they say, well, here's the reason why I can say I did this. It's just the truth. And once they do that, then they've now altered reality. And it's funny, because as a person who tries my best to just play it by the book, I'll give an example. If I went out one night partying and woke up next to a naked dude, I would be thinking to myself, what the heck just happened here? And I'd end up in therapy. I wouldn't rationalize and go, you know, that was fun. I figured out that I'm gay or whatever. I would be like, did somebody put something in my drink? How did I lose my sensibilities to that level? I would be in years of therapy. I wouldn't go, well, I guess I'm gay, and go out and start looking for Rico again. Hey, excuse me, have you seen this man? You know, I wouldn't be asking the dude for his phone number. You get what I'm saying? And I couldn't even imagine that scenario, because that's why I would tell everybody that's ever known me, and most people have ever hung out with me, no, I don't overdrink. I'll get a couple of drinks, and then as soon as I can't feel my skin, I'm like, okay, I don't even get to there. I've had twice in my life I've been drunk. And I didn't like it either time. I mean, it was years, years ago. And it was, I would tell my kids, don't even waste that day. You know, the headache. Yeah. And the thing about it, I did one time, it was for business. The other time it sneaked up on me because I was hanging out with one of my buddies who's a pretty big star. And everywhere we went, people kept just setting up drinks for us at bars, and we were drinking so fast. He'd sing a song, we'd go to another bar, sing a song, we'd go to another bar, and they kept setting up drinks for us, and we were doing shots, and they were, you know, nice and tasty little shots. They weren't like tequila. It was like, you know, buttery nipple. And so I'm drinking these very tasty little sweet drink shots, and next thing I knew, it was like, whoa, what hammer fell and hit me on the head? So that was the first time. Had to go to a celebrity golf event the next day that I missed. It was bad. And then the second time, I was in Vegas and I was trying to pick up product lines for my company. Literally, I was trying to save my company because we were going to go under without me going there to do this trip. I had 103 fever. I'll never forget it. My partner goes, are you sure you can go? And I looked at her and went, are you going to go? She knew nothing about the products. And she said, you know, looked at me like, I'm so sorry. And I went, it's okay. I mean, you know, I wasn't like putting her on the spot. It was just one of those things of, what are we going to do? I got to go. So I jump on a plane with 103 fever. I tried to break my fever. I had blankets, you know, wore sweats and all that. Got to my room and just chilled out, pardon the pun. And we picked up those product lines and we became successful after that. But yeah, I want to go back to this delusion. There's a world of delusion that the left live in, and they wake up to it every day, and then they modify their world to fit the delusion. They change who they are. A week in rehab will do it, right, Harvey? Let me ask you this. Would you change who you are based on a mistake? Would you change who you are? Would you, using the scenario of you're a woman, you're out, you're partying, you know you're a heterosexual woman, but somehow you end up waking up next to, you know, some butt-naked lady, and you're a lady, and she says, oh my gosh, we had such a wonderful time last night. Do you suddenly go, oh my gosh, I'm now a lesbian? No. You say to yourself, holy crap, what did I do in my life that led me to this circumstance that I would never put myself in my sane mind? You don't go, well, geez, you know, I guess maybe the leftists were right. You know, I was hiding my inner lesbian or whatever. You don't do that. You soul search as to who you are at your core, and you fix it. It's a simple question. Would you change who you are to fit your circumstances? It's not what I was going to talk about today, but I think it's a good question. Would you change who you are to fit your circumstances? And the answer should be an emphatic no. You were raised a particular way. Look, I tell people all the time, this is a tough business that we do in radio and TV and media. Let me tell you why. Because if I'm going to research, for example, pedophilia, I have to understand why some dude or woman has an interest in children. And you've got to put yourself in that frame of mind. Like, what? I see a 10-year-old boy or girl, and I look at it as like, you know, wow, there's this little kid that's got a future. I don't in any way see a sexual object in a 10-year-old girl. And in fact, I've seen some absolute showstopper teenage girls. And I don't, maybe it's a factor of getting older, but you look at those girls, and as beautiful as they are, the first thing on my mind is they look like little girls. I mean, they're stacked. They're beautiful. You know, and if you go to high school, you see these girls. They look like, you know, they look like they're all trying to, you know, mug for Vogue. But I'm not kidding you. I look at them and I go, wow, they just, as beautiful as they are, they're beautiful little girls to me. And I think to myself, how can you see them as anything other than that? But people do. But here's my point. In order to get into the head of a person that sees that way, you have to say, I'm going to objectify them and see them the way they see them. And in doing that, that's how you have to, I don't want to say go into character, but in order to write about them and to understand it, that's what you do. But there's no way that I could ever look at those young girls and go, wow, you know, there's just no way. I would not change my reality to fit what I'm trying to understand about these knuckleheads that feel this way. Got more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Did you have a good Halloween? I didn't ask that the other day. You don't really celebrate Halloween, but boy, I got to tell you, in my neighborhood, it was a big deal. Kids out, all the parents out with candy and, huge. To say it was big is an understatement. It was huge. Every house decorated, elaborate stuff. It's amazing to move from the hood to the suburbs and remember what it was like to be around white people, to have all this white privilege. Man, woo! I just feel like I'm robbing some poor black guy around the world of it, you know? Maybe Mbuku in Africa was supposed to get a little bit of this, and I'm taking it all. But hey, somebody's got to do it. Oh, my goodness. Don't you have a good Halloween? What you guys did? Yeah, look, candy. I've got a sugar thing, and I've got to just stop. I just got to go cold turkey. I told you guys I did a diet years ago, where not that long ago, probably 4 years ago, where I took all the sugar out of my diet. I felt I could jump through the ceiling. Talking about a 10-foot ceiling. I could just... I was like my old self again. It was wonderful. It was a hard diet. I was in bed for 5 days. It was like detoxing off of heroin is what people said. Wouldn't even answer my phone. I'm not kidding. And if you know me, I've got to answer the phone because I've got, all the media and all this other stuff. I would not answer the phone. It was like... forget it. I got up to eat, which I hate it, and I used the bathroom. And I think I took maybe one shower. I didn't even care. Why shower? Ugh. I was an ogre. But boy, when I got done with it, my skin was beautiful. It was like my grandmother's skin. It was just supple and moist. It was amazing. I would do that diet in a minute. If they told me, Kevin, you're going to be bedridden for 5 days, bring it. You're asking, Kevin, why haven't you done it then? I don't know. I'm too busy. When I know that if I were to take a vacation, if they say, Kevin, you got 5 days of vacation and somebody's going to do everything you do in a week, then I would do it. If I had the infrastructure in place to do this, I'd do it in a minute. That's how good it felt. Anyway, Halloween. It's funny. I was shopping for Halloween with my little boy to get his outfit and all that. And I was thinking to myself, it's such a ghoulish thing to do. All the macabre, these masks and they're dead and the ugly teeth and the zombies and all that. And I'm thinking, wow, how do we survive that as kids? How does the left even allow us to continue? Oh, they love death, though. That's true. The left love, the macabre. They love scaring kids, They're going to put the fear in you anyway, right? Donald Trump's the boogeyman. He's a zombie, a Nazi, with a chainsaw, right? He wants to cut off your limbs. They sell fingers, like sawed off fingers, and I saw severed heads. You know what I'm surprised I didn't see? I didn't see a Donald Trump severed head. I'm surprised. The Kathy Griffin edition. You know, they had everything. You go to Spirit. I think it was Spirit Halloween is where I took my boy. And so anyway, strange. And it's strange how some schools will let you dress in costumes, some won't. It's all over the map with this stuff. I just find it a strange celebration, if you will. You know, what is it? Dia de los Muertos? The Day of the Dead? I don't even know. It's something like that. Is this celebrated all over the world? I don't know. Do we celebrate Halloween all over the world? I don't think so. Because my French daughter, Kelly, I took a picture of some Halloween stuff, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so jealous, you know, that you celebrate Halloween, we don't celebrate." And she's in Vietnam right now. So, anyway, I hope you had a good Halloween. I don't, is that what you hope for with Halloween? I hope you had a spooky Halloween, a spooktacular Halloween. That's a strange word to use, too, for a black man. I don't know if you guys know this, one of the slang derogatory terms for black people was spook. Did you know that? Yeah, they used to call us spooks. I can only presume that it was because we're dark and you couldn't see us at night. So, you know, if the old white man was out there doing something he shouldn't have been doing behind the barn, we'd walk over, "Hey, whoa, you spooked me. Couldn't see you." And all they could see is the whites of our eyes, as they say. We were called spooks. Seriously. It's funny to me because, in the sense that you can't say the quote N-word, which I say it all the time. If I wasn't on radio, I'd say it all the time. Because it has no power to me whatsoever. But you can say spook all day long. And it was a derogatory term. In fact, being blunt, if you were called a spook, it was the equivalent of being called the N-word. When I was growing up, it was the same thing. It didn't make a difference. Now, maybe it wasn't as widely accepted, but there were a few white people that knew that word, knew the derogatory meaning of it, too. Oh, well. Hey, I was talking earlier about waking up and knowing who you are and that kind of thing. And I will tell you, the leftists are delusional. And I was talking about the delusion of the left. When they wake up, they don't know who they are. They don't know who they want to be. Life is going to deal them their cards, and then they go, "Okay, well, today I'll be this because this happened to me and I need to reinvent myself." I don't need to reinvent myself. I love it when black folks write to me, "You don't know who you are, you race traitor, blah, blah, blah." And I go, "Man, I've known who I was for a lot of years." What a realization to come to the knowledge that you are, you know, when I was younger, you know, a liar and a bunch of other things. And you I know why. I don't rationalize, and I know why I did what I did. But I'll tell you this. When you finally get to the point where you go, "I don't have to lie to you. I don't have to tell you anything. I don't give a crap enough about you to have to make up something. Either you accept my life or you don't, and I don't care." That's a good feeling to get to, boy. But these leftists, they don't have that. And because they wake up and they distort their being, their entire being, they can't see things that are obvious to them. So you're going, "Kevin, where are you going with this?" I'll use Manafort as an example. Leftists are exuberant over the Manafort revelation. They believe his indictment marks the beginning of the end. And they're right. But they have the antagonist wrong. You know, in the movies, you have a protagonist and an antagonist. Protagonist is a good guy. Antagonist is a bad guy. The left believe the protagonist of this Manafort situation is Hillary Clinton. They, after all the evidence that connects Hillary Clinton to the Russians, the delusion of the left, they wake up in the morning going, "Hillary's good, Trump is bad." They don't even know why. If you were to pin them down and say, "Explain to me why Trump is bad," they would give you all the reasons that Hillary's bad. If you said, "Explain to me why Hillary's good," they'd give you all the reasons why Trump is good. It's a delusion. It truly is. something that they've now ingrained in themselves. They've twisted their way of thinking to such a degree that you don't even understand it. I'm telling you what people say to me. Kevin, I don't get these people. You don't get them because they live, we talk about it as if it's a joke. They live in bizarro world. It's no joke. They truly live there. They live in a world where things are completely opposite. Hillary Clinton, they see as good. You look at the evidence and you go, what are you talking about? Uranium One, connection. Podesta Group, connection. Tony Podesta steps down, resigns. You can't even find John, right? Fusion GPS.
Oh, it was started by the Republicans.
Yeah, but it was taken on by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama in order to create a false dossier. It's been proven to be false.
Oh, there's some truth in it.
Yeah, they spelled the names right. So it's been proven to be false. It led to all of the things that we are currently dealing with that put the negative spotlight on Donald Trump. That in a year's investigation hasn't netted anything and won't. And there's a direct tie between Hillary, the Russians giving money, Bill Clinton's speech over there for $500,000. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had spoken in Russia and received the $500,000? What they'd be saying? They don't even think about it. So you ask yourself, how do you have such a level of distortion? And I mean, how do you sleep at night? They sleep at night in the comfort of knowing that when they wake up the next morning, they can rationalize whatever delusion they have. You can give them all the information about Hillary Clinton, and they'll go, yeah, but still, Donald Trump grabbed women by the blah, blah, blah. What's that got to do with Russia? Nothing. I just don't like him. Okay, there you go. I may not like Barack Obama. I don't have a problem with Barack Obama. I really didn't. But if his policies worked, I would have supported him. They didn't work. There's a lot more to talk about with this crazy exuberance over Manafort. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 424.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, the morning has been rather interesting. Former campaign manager for the new guy, Paul Manafort, just surrendered to the FBI after getting hit with 12 charges, including conspiracy against you. Are you okay back there?
They're so happy.
You were shocked to hear it, I know. A video that is going viral that some kind of think might be a glimpse of things to come. Take a look.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So they went on, that was a Whoopi Goldberg at The View. I'm Kevin Jackson, by the way. I'm not Whoopi Goldberg. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. So that's Whoopi, exuberant, excited over what's going on with Manafort and say, take a look. And somebody made a video that starts out with Bannon getting arrested. Then it goes on to Ivanka and Donald Trump himself and others getting arrested and going to jail over the Manafort thing. And there's nothing there. When we were all excited about the potential for Hillary Clinton to go to jail a while back, and Barack Obama to have to pay for the sins of what he did in his administration, we had firm things to stand on. There's nothing here. Nothing. The only way you could believe that there's something here is you have to just be a dyed-in-the-wool leftist who is just living on hope. There's nothing. You couldn't be more thorough of investigating Donald Trump than everybody's been. And that's why I keep coming back to the fact that Trump had never questioned Mueller. Get Mueller. Kevin, he's got a bunch of Hillary Clinton people that donated. Fine. There's a judge. The judge that sentenced, I guess, I don't know if it's going to hear the case. She's a Hillary Clinton donor, a Democrat, and a black woman. you couldn't stack the deck against Manafort anymore. I'm just saying, you couldn't. Maybe she's married to an illegal or something. Yeah, there's just no way to stack the deck. So everything that you could possibly do to say, I'm going after Trump and whoever else has been done. And Donald Trump sitting there, you know, getting a manicure and a pedicure because he doesn't have to worry about it. But the left are, they're excited. And you know what's funny? They're excited for his failure. Look, I'll be honest with you. I didn't want Barack Obama to succeed because I knew his ideology couldn't succeed and we flourish as a world, not just as a nation. Leftism doesn't succeed. But I didn't wish for failure. And I know that sounds like I'm splitting hairs, but I'm not. I didn't wish for failure. I wished for him to be able to vet out whatever he thought was going to work with the knowledge it was going to fail. And secretly, maybe not so secretly, being happy that it did. But not happy in the sense of like, yeah, he failed, he's a sucker. Not that. In the sense that we could not let his ideology is a failure. Yes, okay, let me put it in a different way. Sometimes you let your kids fail because you go, they have to learn a lesson. That's the failure. That's the emotion I'm trying to get to. And you have to do that because there's no other way for them to learn. And so when I look back on the election of Barack Obama, I say to myself, this is exactly what we were sort of looking at as conservatives. We were like, oh, God, you know, it was the worst thing that could have happened. But when you really think about it, it turned out to be the best thing that could have happened for us. It was one of these deals where God said, you know, look, I know you don't think I know you are very disheartened that a rookie is going to lead this nation and he's a charlatan. He's a fake. He's a total fraud. Snake oil salesman. But I have a bigger plan. And so the first 4 years, the first year, Barack Obama could do nothing wrong. Remember, he got the Nobel Peace Prize. He was a rock star. Every year after that, practically, it was a downward exponential curve of what people really believed about him. The only thing that kept people with hope with respect to the change we can believe in is the fact that they did not want Barack Obama to be perceived as a failure. Black people didn't want it. Leftism couldn't handle it because it was supposed to be the best thing. How else do you allow a man to torpedo your party where you lose the majority of governorships, you lose the majority of state houses, states that now have Republican governors, houses and senates are, it's unbelievable. You couldn't want Barack. If you knew that was going to happen, would you elect Barack Obama? And the answer for the left is yes. In the sane world, we'd go, no, no way. But they did. And even though it went down, they've invested so much in him, they've got to stick with him. We talked about this, but it bears repeating, that they finally said, look, we just got to bear with it. it's going to mean something, you know, good for us. And what did it mean? Where did it lead? What did the good Lord in his wisdom see by letting this man have two terms in office? The second one that practically drove a stake through the heart of conservatism. People just practically went mental, shut down. I just can't do it anymore, Kevin. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I talked to like that. They checked out. And then what happened? Donald Trump hit the scene. Politics changed. And suddenly, there's an exuberance on the right. We're finally feeling like there's somebody's going to represent us. Look at all that's happened so far. Flake and what's the other guy? Cormer or whatever, the other senator. Both of these guys have checked out because they were going to lose. They weren't going to get reelected. Trump was going to make sure of it. Bannon was going to make sure of it. You were going to make sure of it. And there are others. McConnell will get a challenger. Paul Ryan will get a challenger eventually. I'm telling you right now, politics has changed. And suddenly, you're represented. Suddenly, you know what? You can talk about being a Christian and not feel guilty about it. You've effectively pushed back Muslim and Islam in the country and around the world back to, I don't know what period, but you pushed it back because it was flourishing. It was being embraced. It was being ushered in. Capitalism is being looked at very differently now in ways that you probably never imagined. Based on the NFL, etc. Hollywood being looked at differently. Sports. Should these be our idols? I talked about this the other day. Should these athletes be the idols of your children? The answer is no. My son, I'll tell you, I've told the story. He got a jersey for Stephen Curry. I told him Stephen Curry doesn't want to go to the president to the White House as a championship, part of his championship team. And my third son gave his younger brother that jersey that he wanted. When I told him that, I told you guys a story. My youngest son, I says, Dad, should I call Corey and tell him I want to burn this shirt? I said, no, let's not burn it. But he doesn't wear it. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. He's not idolizing these guys any longer. I shouldn't say he idolizes their talent, but he does not idolize their mentality. That's a big deal. LeBron James was one of his favorite players. And he hear me say, LeBron James is a talented young man, but he's misguided in his mentality. And that, therefore, I rebuke him. Satan, I rebuke thee! And so my son does not like LeBron James. So who does he idolize? Me. That's who he should idolize. And I should do what I need to do to make sure that remains. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, the left, they see this Manafort thing, and they don't see how things are going to play out. They can't look at things objectively. You know, the NFL is a good example. They can't look at how the NFL is taking these young black kids. These are kids, 22, 23 years old. Get them into a system. Let them ruin a company and not see the long-term impact of what that's going to do. See, I see it. I see an NFL where guys are making decisions about players, not just on ability, but on, is it going to disrupt my business? And you want, unless Jay-Z is going to be the next NFL owner and he's going to go out and hire these guys and put his money where his mouth is, then these guys aren't going to have jobs soon. And it doesn't matter what's going on with the product. If you are going to do the things that they're doing, you're going to ruin the product. But the left doesn't see that, and they don't care what the future is for these young black multimillionaires, nor do they care about the impact that what these guys are doing will have on the black community at large. These guys create the Gabrielle Unions, who I talked about yesterday.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.